This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Drug-resistant infections can seem like an abstract problem, but 700,000 people around the world die from them every year. That's prompted the United Nations to hold a forum recently on how to deal with drug resistance. And if the human toll isn't reason enough to do that, there's an economic one, too. A World Bank report spells out a worst-case scenario where resistance to antibiotics could cause global economic damage on par with the 2008 financial crisis. Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains.
Antibiotics are the linchpin of modern medicine, but their overuse has led to the development of microbes that are resistant to them. Ramanan Lakshminarayan directs the Center for Disease Dynamics, Economics, and Policy. He says drug resistance is poorly quantified, but a big deal.
People don't understand that when someone dies of a multi-organ failure in a hospital, that was because the antibiotics didn't work for them.
The World Bank's Tim Evans says the overuse of antibiotics as growth promoters in livestock production is also causing problems.
And this is really fostering the development of superbugs.
Evans says superbug infections in humans and animals threaten to push up healthcare costs and decrease the labor supply and livestock production. The World Bank says by 2050, those combined effects could, in a worst-case scenario, slash nearly 4% off annual global GDP.
The bulk of that would be concentrated in low-income countries. That would mean an additional 28 million people falling into extreme poverty by 2050.
To avoid that dire outcome, better antibiotic stewardship is needed, according to Elizabeth Youngman at the Pew Charitable Trusts. She says we need pharmaceutical companies to come up with new antibiotics, but not market them heavily.
You really kind of want to lock those in the medicine cabinet and wait until you really need them to use them.
Leaders at the United Nations are making a push for all that to happen so that drug resistance does not reach the worst-case scenario. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.